brought to you by Penguin.
The Liar's Dictionary by Ellie Williams. Read by Kristin Atherton and John Glover. Novel, noun, a small tale, generally of love. From Samuel Johnson's Dictionary of the English Language, 1755. Junktak, noun, a Persian bird, the male of which had only one wing on the right side, and the female only one wing on the left side. Instead of the missing wings, the male had a hook of bone, and the female an eyelet of bone, and it was by uniting hook and eye that they were enabled to fly. Each, when alone, had to remain on the ground. From Webster's 20th Century Dictionary of the English Language, 1943. Preface. Let us imagine you possess a perfect personal dictionary. A, B, whatever. Not a not imperfect dictionary, but the best dictionary that could ever exist for you. Let's specify. This should be printed rather than digital. Dictionaries are practical objects. You could hold a volume of it out of someone else's reach, wave it around, or use it to chivy a wayward moth out of a kitchen. As I say, dictionaries as practical. It might have a meaningful heft in the hand, with lightly scuffed corners, trustworthy enough to be consulted, and not too hot to handle. It would have a silk bookmark, perhaps, and page numbers, so that it's not jealous of other fancy books on the shelf. The perfect preface would know why dictionaries have page numbers. The dictionary's title would be stamped in gold across the spine. Its paper would have a pleasing creaminess and weight, with a typeface implying elegance, an undeniably suave firmness, or firm suaveness. A typeface that would be played by Jeremy Brett or Romaine Brooks. A typeface with cheekbones. Leather covers come to mind, if one imagines a perfect dictionary. And if you were to flick your perfect dictionary's cover with a thumbnail, it would make a satisfying fnuck-fnuck sound. I admit that I have a less than great attention span, so my perfect personal dictionary would be concise and only contain words that either I don't yet know or ones that I frequently forget. My concise, infinite as ignorance dictionary would be something of a paradox, and possibly printed on a Möbius strip. My impossible, perfect dictionary. Let us dip into a preface and push it open with our thumbs, as if we are splitting some kind of ripe fruit. Opening a book is never anything like that, though, really, is it? And this simile is a bad one. My perfect dictionary would open at a particular page because of the silk bookmark already lodged there. 2,500 silkworms are required to produce a pound of raw silk. What is the first word one reads at random on this page? I have been sidetracked. Some words have a talent for will-o'-the-wispishly leading you from a path that you had set for yourself deeper and deeper into the parentheses and footnotes, the beckoning see also suggestions. Exactly how many dictionary covers could one make by peeling a single cow? Who reads the prefaces to dictionaries anyway? Fnuck, fnuck, fnuck. To consider a dictionary to be perfect requires a reflection upon the aims of such a book. Book is a shorthand here. The perfect dictionary should not be playful for its own sake, for fear of alienating the reader and undermining its usefulness. That a perfect dictionary should be right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?